This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another podcast of Catching Up. You can also tune in live Tuesday nights between 9 and 10 on Joy 94.9.
And now on Joy 94.9, it's time for Catching Up with your hosts, Dolly Adamson, Brett Scriber, and Jamie Lewis.
Good evening and welcome to Catching Up, your Tuesday night full of stupidity, hilarity and, well, just a general muck about, isn't
Nipples,
it?
Nipples, darling, I was thinking.
Nipples to the wind.
Nipples to the wind, darling.
Dirty, dirty people.
So doing divas. We're doing divas tonight and I was thinking, oh, you need nipples to be a diva, don't you?
Yes.
Huh? Well, you Do probably you need false boobs.
Just want to say thank you for...
these days.
I just want to say thank you to the Spirit Lounge for their lovely hour. Yes. And the girls... Yes. Lottie and Dolly, where are they this week?
Well, they've got a bit of a big week on with the show because they're showing some prize chickens.
Yeah, they're at the show. So
oh, at got, the show. Well, yeah. Because the Royal Melbourne show's on.
Oh, yeah,
for
it's,
those.
It's a big week for
they're
them.
They're up for chicken ribbons and, you know, chicken fillets and all sorts of things. And then they've got a bit, they're in the cake cooking contest, the CWA.
They're spreading themselves thin, I'm sure.
Didn't they win the best dried arrangement last year?
Dolly
yes.
and Lottie?
Yeah, that was Lottie's.
Dance for Lesbians?
Yeah, yes. Sunflowers and Nasturtiums, I think, were the two that she used mostly. Look, it was a big prize year last year and it will be again. And straight after the show, they're shooting off on a cruise.
Are they?
Yeah, they're going on a lesbian fun cruise.
Oh, but we do have...
you're laughing because there's no such thing.
Going up the Yarra.
Can you imagine it? Are you looking at her or her or her or her? So much drama.
There'll be lots of VB.
It's a three-day cruise up the Yarra River.
Yeah,
to Port Phillip Bay.
Oh, as much as you can drink.
Oh, my goodness. So it's about divas tonight?
Divas tonight, yes. Mm. And there's a couple of divas with me here.
Oh.
But the good thing about you two divas is you turned up on time. Divas yes. don't normally turn up on time.
I'm usually early, actually.
Yeah, you're pretty good, darling.
Tonight
good
I thought,
sweetheart.
Bugger it, I'm just going to get there on time.
So,
getting all casual, aren't we? Because this is our 13th week.
It's our 13th
on air.
Week.
Yes. We've made it through one whole grid, which
I
is
know.
A technical term
Should
meaning
I say,
weeks.
The Joy listeners have made it through one whole
yes.
week, darling.
Well,
sweetheart.
Yes. That's, yes. Very that's very true. Hey, we've got a Lottie and Dottie mug to give away tonight. Haven't we?
We do.
What for?
Well, you have to SMS us or email us in. Who do you think?
You find that hard to say that.
I do sometimes.
It's not just
day
that.
Job, is it, darling?
It's not just that.
It's not just that.
It's about my
any words coming
anyway,
out of his mouth.
Anyway, who do you think? Who
You're
is your
favorite tonight?
Who is your favorite diva and why? So SMS us on air. Sorry, SMS us on.
Oh, sweetheart.
SMS us on 0427 Joy 949. Email us on air at joy.org.au. Remember, you have to be a Joy member and you can't have won anything in the last 2 weeks. And this cracking Lottie and Dottie mug to give away.
It's ceramic, isn't it? It's all from.
It is. It's a beautiful ceramic mug featuring the beautiful faces of Dottie and Lottie with the quote, Daylesford, Victoria. It's actually been used by the council up in Daylesford as a promotional tool to get people into the area because they are iconic.
Has that
not as a
out
weapon
for the council?
Not as a weapon.
Look, they'll probably look. at a different strategy next year. But you live and learn, don't you?
You
no,
do.
We're going to play lots of diva songs, aren't we? We're going to play young divas, of course.
Yes.
Well, not because the divas, just because they've got the name.
Yes.
Aretha.
Oh, yes. Mm.
She was a diva.
Madonna.
Oh, diva.
Diva.
Whitney.
Diva.
And,
dead diva.
And can you believe it? Sister Sledge.
Joy 94.9.
Dottie, Lottie, Brett, Doll and Jamie being retro and silly on Catching Up on Joy 94.9.
Listen to us right around the nation. Joy 94.9.
You're on Catching Up on Joy 94.9, and that was Sister Sledge with Thinking of You, and I'm thinking of you boys, my little here. Lovely to have you here again, little divas. What are we talking about?
Oh, look, it's about catching up with us. What have you guys been up this week?
Oh, I've been doing lots of stuff. I actually drove for the first time in Melbourne because my flatmate's gone away and said I could use a car.
Yeah.
Where did you go?
I just went to Scotland.
No. Where did you drive the car?
I only went to Bunnings, but it was Bunnings Hawthorne, so it was on the edge of Victoria. It was a long way out. Oh, I was very scared. Oh. I got lost on the way home.
You were such a St. Kilda homo.
But I bought all that stuff. I bought all that stuff that I couldn't. You know the stuff I can't carry back from the shops with my little. So I've got like 10 bags of potting mix and a big ceramic pot. It was a good day out.
You can never get like Botox and put a little red wagon, hitch him up
I'd
to a red wagon.
I'd love one of those. That'd with little cute. Botox in it. Botox is my Shih Tzu, secret Shih Tzu, if you didn't realise that.
Who doesn't live with you?
No,
he's around the corner.
He's got a different postal address.
What on earth are you boys talking about? No idea.
Because
no,
you're busy,
off,
yeah?
I switched off. No, I switched hey, off.
We had a...
You had a little dinner party,
we had a little
darling?
Dinner party.
Yes, we went invited,
and it was a 60s theme, mm-hmm. So people had to come dressed as in their 60s duds.
Right.
And we did stuffed eggs.
Oh, that's nice.
Stuffed eggs.
Devils on hot horsebacks for all dudes. Did a Julia Child's French onion soup.
Of course.
And beef parisienne, beef stroganoff. Yeah. And
Where do you find the time, Brett?
I think I need another job.
You had a little day off, didn't you, to prepare?
I didn't actually. I just probably had too much time on my hands.
Well.
But I made a bomb Alaska. And I flambéed it.
Now, that doesn't involve blowing up part of America, does it?
No.
Doesn't sound too good.
But it was actually.
How did it turn out, darling?
Darling, it actually was a bit of a success. Yeah. I'll be honest.
I thought you were going to say it was a flop then.
No, I'm doing it again. Can I say, we've got another dinner party plan. I'm doing. I'm not doing the same menu, but I'm doing the same dessert.
Right.
Because it was really gorgeous.
Not the same people, I hope.
Not the same people.
No, never the same people at a dinner party.
No.
One invite only to Brett's. You only get Bomb Alaska once.
Hey, you went to a concert, Dolly.
Oh, Dolly, yes. Speaking of divas, I went to the Macy Gray concert.
Yes.
Yeah. And now I'm going to be doing a little talk about diva demands.
A little bit later.
And I did read that she used to want to have her chimpanzee. Yeah, her pet chimpanzee.
What did she want it doing?
I don't know. She just used to take it on tour with her. And I have to say, I think it's been about 12 years since she's been in Australia. She was at the Hammer Hall, the refurbished Hammer Hall, which is all very glamorous.
Nice.
Feels like an Aboriginal cave, actually. But anyway, that's another story.
Bit of dream time in there, isn't it?
Yeah, Jo May from Summer Heights High might want to talk about that a little bit later on. And chimpanzee Macy Gray. And I think she kind of morphed into that chimpanzee. Yeah.
Oh, no. Can I say,
wasn't that happy about it?
It wasn't. Did she try to sit down?
I don't think she tried hard enough.
I always thought she was singing, instead of "My World Crumbles When You're Not Here."
We figured it out, haven't we?
What is it?
I wear goggles when you're not here because of that bloody speech thing.
That special voice is just her choking on a chimpanzee.
There's a chimpanzee fluff or something.
Yeah, she's got a bit of chimpanzee fluff.
Like she should have bought something up anyway. Yeah. But the Macy Gray fans.
I'm thinking that it might be time for me to take up knitting as well. What do you think? I think I've seen a lot of special wools around, and I think lazy fingers are the fingers of the devil. Aren't they?
Lazy fingers are also a nice little banana, aren't they?
I think in your world, lazy fingers means something different to ours, Dolly.
Well, just a Queensland thing,
I thought that
thanks.
Was cheeky finger.
Cheeky thumb. She's got a cheeky thumb and she knows
it. Keeping it clean.
Now, Jamie, what are you going to be talking about later on in the show tonight?
Look, it was divas, wasn't it? I've got to be honest, I had a big nap this afternoon, like an epic nap from about...
You're well rested, don't you, sweetheart?
Oh, look, I've got a glow, haven't I?
You see? Do.
Yeah.
I had an epic nap from about lunchtime till about dinner time.
Oh, leisure.
I know. And then I got up and I thought, sugar, it's time for the radio show and we're doing divas. What will I do? And
cheese
I got
and
it
crackers.
All together. And, well, we'll be looking at some Aussie divas tonight.
Oh,
so
fabulous.
Jermaine King, of course, one of Chris Lilly's beautiful characters who was a bit of a diva. And Mr. G himself.
From Summer Heights High.
There's a bit of Kerry Ann Kennell, all sorts of fabulous divas coming up.
Can't wait for that, darling.
Absolutely. And obviously, if you have a favourite diva, please SMS us.
Are you going to go again? Are you going to say that all again?
Email us on air at joy.org.au. You're putting me off the game. Email us on air at joy.org.au.
Oh, I'm sorry. God. That's it. It's over. Two strikes, you're out. SMS.
You've lost Maggie. What she was here with us, wasn't she? Your mum.
Sorry, mum.
Hi, Maggie.
SMS 0427 joy 949. Phone 1300 joy 949 or send us an email on air at joy.org.au. That's how it's done, Brett.
You're on Catching Up on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Oh, hi. You're listening to Dolly Adamson on Joy 94.9 with the Catching Up crew. Why would I say just Dolly for? I get rid of that one.
Listen to us right around the nation. Joy 94.9.
You're on Catching Up with Brett, Dolly and Jamie, and my co-hosts are being extremely rude and mean to me tonight. Very mean.
We'll give you one more chance later to read that out, Brett.
Then that's it. You're fired.
Jamie, I think you've got a segment. I'm ignoring you for a bit, Dolly.
Well, apparently I do. I was just following our run-through sheet, but I was on the wrong page. So I'm going to just flip over to the start
of
the show.
That Valium's worked, hasn't it?
Summer Heights High or something?
Yes. No, we're going to talk about Mr. G first.
Yes.
Because he is...
You are.
Well,
yeah.
I am. Yes, he's definitely a diva. Mm-hmm. He had all sorts of demands of the school principal whenever he was putting a show on. And they were, you know, they were good shows. So, yeah, we've got a little clip of Mr. G, Dolly.
Oh, where he's talking. What are you going to say about it, is it?
Well, I mean, I think the clip sort of tells us this is him having a conversation with the principal about his demands of the latest performance.
There's a more important issue. I've had a note from a parent. According to this mother, you called her daughter a walrus. And you said you were glad that you had reinforced the stage or she might have fallen through.
I was referring to Hannah Austin, and I think in that case it's a legitimate concern.
Sorry, Greg, it's not acceptable, OK? Well, I want you to apologise to Hannah and to any other students you may have offended and get on with doing what you do well, and that is producing a fantastic performance that you're going to do.
Fine. What about my arena seating?
Well, it costs me $5,000 to hire the seating, and we manage on speech night, don't we? We have chairs on the gym floor.
I've advertised it as an arena spectacular. I need arena seating. I'm not putting them on the floor, for God's sake.
Greg, you know we have limitations in terms of money in public schools.
Well, everything I ask for, you just refuse because it's drama and you don't care and you're too busy with your sport and your library and your...
That's not fair, and I'm getting sick of you doing your old sulking act. We're not going to disrupt the whole life of PE and everyone else for your grandiose plans.
Can I just remind you, Margaret, that I have my resignation letter in my pigeonhole waiting to go, and I don't want to have to use it, but I will use it. Don't push me, Margaret. I'll go. You'll have no performing arts centre. You're going to have no production, no media exposure. I'll just be gone.
I've got to do what I can do within the constraints of our funds.
I'm just asking you to have a think about your future with me and know that if you keep getting in my way, I will have no hesitation in bringing that letter in here and resigning. Just want you to know that.
Come
have
on,
a think about it.
Be reasonable.
I'm being reasonable. You're the one who's not giving me what I want. Think about it. I could be gone like that.
No, what a diva is that, Mr. G?
Good diva moment.
Diva moment.
That was fantastic. I like that.
Because he wants to build a new theatre called the Mr. G Entertainment Complex or something and pull down the gym. He's evil, but we love him.
Spectacular. I love a spectacular.
Great, love good hissy.
Well, he ended up doing the performance that he ended up doing for the show. He wrote about a girl that had died
from taking ecstasy.
Yes. So and then he actually ended up being in the performance, of course.
Of course, and he did.
And staying on stage for the final number, which we're also going to play for you now.
Should I stay on for the finale? Yes. Yes. Should I cast? Should I stay on? Yes. Okay. You head off, please, Toby. All right. Music. Thank you. Off.
When you're all alone in this big wide world, you just can't find your place. And you want to tell the children of all the human race. The special ones, the normal ones, the Chinese ones as well. It just ain't right to lose a child's life, so lift your nose and smell the smell.
I'd be alive if I took the advice of Mr. G.
The Smell of Life.
The Smell of Children.
Where was that from again, darling?
That's actually the finale episode of the Summer Heights High season. Mm.
That was so wrong.
That was wrong.
But very funny.
He's a triple threat, Mr. G, though. I mean, he's got talent. He can sing, he can dance, he can act. And clearly that's evident in his performance.
Oh, my goodness. You're on Catching Up with Brett, Dolly and Jamie this evening. It's all about Diva Fever. Isn't it?
Diva Fever.
We've got Diva Fever tonight.
Diva Fever. And for the mug, shall we say that again?
Yes. Shall I have one more go and then I'll stop saying it?
What have we done?
We want to hear from you. Who is your favourite diva and why?
Yes.
Email us on air at joy.org.au. SMS us 0427JOY949.
Well done, Brett.
Is that better now?
Well done. Redeem yourself.
13 weeks on the radio and yes. She can finally talk.
Yeah, well.
Joy 94.9.
Get some funk into your Tuesday nights. Catching up on Joy 94.9.
Listen to us right around the nation. Joy 94.9.
Welcome.
We're talking divas tonight, aren't we, kids?
I've got a bit of a quiz for you and for those at home as well.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So, you know you're a diva when.
Mm-hmm.
Now, even if you've only done things once, please answer very honestly.
Oh, okay. Ooh.
So you're very late for a flight and you see that there's a big line in the check-in counter. Mm. Do you A, patiently wait in line, B, ask an airline representative politely, can they assist, C, barge ahead in front of everyone, exclaiming, don't you know who I am? I'm going to miss my very important flight, to anyone and everyone who listens.
Start a new line at the front of the other lines. That's what we do.
Is that what normally happens?
Is that yours?
That's what we do, yeah.
Yeah? Start a new line.
We yell out a certain phrase and start a new line.
Do you, darling? Mm. Oh. So that's a little bit of a diva thing, isn't it?
That's a good idea.
See, I would have just waited in line.
Okay.
Loser.
Okay, how about another question? Be honest, how often do you do your own cleaning and cooking? A, always. B, sometimes. C, are you kidding me? I have staff for that.
I am constantly cleaning. I'm cleaning now. I've spray and wiped this bench twice in 10 minutes.
Groundhog Day, every single day, the cooking and cleaning. Okay. Thank you.
I'm a slave to
myself. Moving on.
If you had to describe your diet, would you say A, I enjoy everything. B, I try to watch my weight and what I eat. C, I have to maintain my health as I'm a hypoglycemic hypochondriac, so I have very low carb, macrobiotic, non-vegan or vegan, or anything. I don't eat yellow, depending on what the latest Hollywood fad you've heard about.
Don't eat yellow.
Not eating yellow this
week. That's what my child says. I'm not eating yellow. I'm not eating vegetables. Look, I cook for the child, darling, so sausages and three veg, sweetheart.
Do you do a lot of nuggets still?
No, I don't do the chicken nuggets. So we're talking about nuggets tonight. Like, nuggets can be like poo, can't they?
Do a nugget poo.
6-year-old conversation, nuggets are poo.
Okay.
No, do you have a cook, darling? Or do you like cooking?
I'm a good little cook.
You're a good little cook. Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah, don't need that.
How about this one? You're going out to a special awards.
This is the Diva Quiz.
Yes, Diva Quiz. Yes. This is a quiz. Are you a diva?
Mm-hmm.
You're going out to a special awards ceremony at work. You found out that you're nominated for an award.
Do you think we ever would be here?
I have been.
No, I mean here at Joy.
Oh, for Catching Up. God, no.
So, A, do you wear something normally? That you would normally wear to work? B, do you go out and buy something new? Or C, you have to leave work earlier so you can get a Brazilian, even though no one's going to see it, and you're also running late for the ceremony?
Take the dresses back. They make me look fat, darling. Take the dresses back.
I'd wear something tizzy.
Yes?
I'm not wearing the Chanel until I've got the handbag, sweetheart.
Brett's busy that weekend.
Okay, one final question.
Final question.
Are you popular? A, no. B, sort of, I have friends. C, bitch please, I'm the queen. Okay.
Okay, I'm the main event here. Okay. Mm.
Mm-hmm. So the result. So if you answered mainly A, you're a humble wallflower.
That's me.
Yeah, that's me too, isn't it?
Yeah, you're also a bit of a dollard and please grow a backbone. So B, if you answered B, you're very balanced, but you're also a bit smug.
Oh, no, that's me too.
Yeah, bit smug. And C, diva.
Get me the bottled water.
You're just dreaming for the day the paparazzo snaps you falling out of your dress at the Logies.
I like a good fall.
You collect entourages.
It always cracks me up.
You do. You collect entourages, not friends. You demand everything for nothing. And that would be okay if you were a little bit talented.
Oh.
Do you think divas are really, is that what they're about? Do you think so?
I think there's,
you know,
diva demands.
Yeah, which I'll talk about a little bit later.
I think divas think they're amazing. I mean, apparently it comes from the Latin word, doesn't it, mean deity, female deity. Oh. So they must think of themselves as almost godlike.
You did do your research tonight, Jamie.
Look at you. I had 20 minutes. Aren't you like a knitted scarf? Wearing a beautiful knitted scarf tonight.
Hey, we've got two quick shout-outs. First one is, bless Maggie, Dame Nellie Melba was Australia's first diva.
Yes, she was. Maggie, you're right. Why was she a diva? She got a dessert named after her too, didn't she? The Nellie Melba?
Yes.
The Peach Melba.
The Peach Melba.
Was it Apricot Melba?
No, Peach Melba. Also, my favourite diva is Honey Boo Boo Child, Layla from New South Wales. I will talk about Honey Boo Boo later on in the show.
Honey Boo Boo.
Honey Boo Boo.
Oh, looking forward to that.
Joy 94.9.
Brett, Dolly and Jamie, playing for laughs, playing for keeps. I'm catching up on Joy 94.9.
Listen to us right around the nation. Joy 94.9.
You're catching up with Jolly Brett and Jamie.
Jolly, Jolly.
Did I say Jolly?
Jolly, Jolly, Jolly.
On Joy 94.9, I am all over the
Don't take my man.
So I do apologise. Jolly Dolly. Oh my
she goodness. Is a Jolly Dolly, though.
She's a Jolly Dolly.
Hey, Dolly, do they call you Dolly because when you lie down, your eyes roll back in your head? I think they do.
Oh, but it's all about, we've got diva so fever funny. Tonight, haven't we?
I love that. Diva fever. Yeah, diva fever.
Can men be Who's divas? Talking? Mr. G was a diva,
Mr.
wasn't
G's
he?
Mr. G's definitely a diva.
Yes, we've had Mr. G. And what did you just talk about then, Dolly?
I had a diva quiz.
Yeah.
We did that.
So is it up to me to talk now? So
hang on, who else would we have quickly? Name a couple of divas. Donna Summer, she was a diva.
Donna Summer, Diana
Aretha
Ross.
Aretha Franklin we're going to be doing.
Diana
Ross was a huge diva.
Barbara Streisand. Very quickly, if anyone's in Los Angeles on the 9th of November, all the gays will love this. Barbara Streisand's performing at the Hollywood Bowl, spewing I Can't Go. What a night that would be.
Oh, when is it?
The 9th of November.
Here?
No, in Los Angeles.
Oh, I've just heard the bowl then.
She only goes from
I was thinking of the Maya Bowl.
The Maya Bowl.
Barbara Streisand at the Maya Bowl, I don't think so.
Lass Streisand's just going to pop up.
You know,
down
to do the little Christmas carols.
No,
too,
the Hollywood Bowl. The Hollywood Bowl.
Hollywood Bowl.
She only drives from her home in Malibu, up to the Hollywood Bowl. It's only 20 minutes or something.
Mm.
She's back by 10. $15 million richer, I bet.
Yes. Dolly, you've got some diva demands.
Well, a lot
to
of them
about.
Have diva demands, don't they? Apparently, you know, they have their riders, and when they do their shows, they, you know, give a little list of everything that they want. And there's quite a few. Katy Perry recently had the Australian promoters working fairly hard when she demanded that she be provided with a dressing room draped in cream or soft pink with two comfortable egg chairs. Which is nice. I like
an egg chair.
An egg chair.
It's a 50s thing, you know.
Yeah. It's an Arne Jacobson chair.
Right.
A Perspex modern style.
Right.
Well, she wanted the coffee table to match. And two French ornate style floor lamps. Fair enough. It's got to all match.
Someone's got to go out, find it, buy it,
and
put it in the room.
And slap her into next week, I tell you. But apparently she didn't like the staff's looking at her. Wasn't too happy with that. And with the chauffeurs, she stated that they must not start a conversation with her.
Oh,
stare at her through the rearview mirror.
Still, she's probably
or
damaged.
Ask
I mean,
for autographs. Or
she
pictures.
Was she was married to and probably had sex with Russell Brand, so she's probably a bit damaged generally, isn't she?
He needs a good wash, doesn't he?
Oh, I actually find him a bit attractive.
No, another thing. I'm talking.
If a man's got a pulse, you find attractive.
He's got a pulse.
Is he
he's
dead?
Got a chance.
Bring him. We'll prop him.
We'll warm him up.
No, I'm talking. Shut up.
Oh, diva.
Even though she talked
I knew
through,
this was
oh
going to be
goodness.
A hard session
talked
to get a
quiz, and now she tells us to shut up.
Right. Why don't you both shut
I
up,
I knew this was going to be a hard session to get a word in edgewise.
Come on.
You?
Come on.
Sarah Palin. The former Alaska governor. Is she no longer?
Oh, she not?
I don't know. It says former.
No, I think didn't she have to give up that position because she was running, because she's doing
she
all the Tea Party nonsense
now.
And not
win it.
Can I say, not Tea Party where there's jam fancies
no.
and cups no. of Earl Grey. It's
no,
awful.
Not like at Dolly and Lottie with Dolly and Lottie show. No. Well, she demanded that the private aircraft must be at Aaliyah 60 or larger.
Oh, of course.
With a one-bedroom suite and two single rooms.
I think I would have demanded that as well.
Yeah. No, we can talk. No, if the listeners could please, diva demands, I want to know what your diva demands. And boys, I want to know your diva demands.
Are you telling me she said, I need a plane and I need it to have a bedroom and a lounge room?
Yeah. Well,
just to fly down to somewhere to talk crap about American politics for 5 minutes.
Basically,
God, she's got it good.
She's got it good.
No wonder the economy is not very healthy at the moment. Christina Aguilera, apparently, big time diva. Not much.
Sorry.
Yeah, don't like
Aguilera.
What does she demand, doll?
She insists on a police escort because she refuses to waste her time sitting in traffic. And that's fair enough, isn't it? Say,
if you're watching on, was it the American, You're the Voice? Yeah. Oh, Diamante panties.
Now, she got paid a lot more with that than the other judges. She got paid $225,000 an episode, and they only got, the co-hosts or the co-judges only got
$75,000. Wow.
And apparently the camera work had to be quite, precise.
Well, if you had Diamante panties on, you'd be slipping and sliding all over the place, wouldn't you?
That would give you awful rash, wouldn't it, Jamie?
Diamante rash. It's a technical term for very sore.
Gem rash.
I was going to give you something about Madonna too.
Well, go on.
We've got a song with Maddie.
Yeah, we've got a little song with Maggie a little bit later, but this is Madonna having a crack.
Yeah.
And I've got a little bit of audio. She's having a bit of a crack at the air conditioning. Well, apparently she goes to concerts and because of her vocal cords,
she keep them warm.
Wants the air conditioning turned off. Right. But when she gets interviewed, she wants it on. Oh,
some poor bastard sat there with a button going on, off. Madonna wants the aircon on, off.
This is her, just a little bit of
her. She's always so warm in interviews. Have you noticed that?
You reckon? Here we go.
No, it's a little sucker.
I have a problem with the fact that there's no air in here and I'm going to die. Open the door now. I'm suffocating.
The air is on.
Chris, you have no idea. I can't take it.
Check, check, check.
Just give me a fan. It's unbelievable. I mean, I can't even think to answer a question.
Can I offer you my interview questions?
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's Madonna chucking it.
What a pain in the back.
You just know Guy Ritchie. That was his name, wasn't it? He was sick to the back teeth of that bitch when he left her.
Do you know what he said? Do you know what he said about their
sick
love life?
The back teeth.
It was like going to bed every night with an old bit of gristle.
Yeah.
Joy 94.9.
Funksters Brett, Dolly and Jamie are being silly, being retro on Catching Up on Joy 94.9.
Listen to us right around the nation. Joy 94.9.
You're on Catching Up with Jamie, Dolly and Brett on Joy 94.9. That was the fabulously diva Madonna with Angel.
Diva, not a very nice girl, I don't think. Trumps when you get on the Google with
I
her.
I want to talk about that transatlantic accent of hers that fades in and out of Londonish. And American-ish.
Oh, no one's done that before, like Kylie.
Oh, no, she's Australian-ish to English. Oh, my goodness. So you were talking about diva demands before,
I was talking about diva demands, yes. So what are your diva demands, boys?
Champagne for everyone.
Oh, bubbles. I would want good quality drinks trolley.
Yes.
With a good assortment, you know, because you'd need that. I'd also want some good quality water, and my only other demand would be that I'd need king-size bed in every hotel, and I'd want really good sheets. Mm. Yeah. Good sheets.
I'm Egyptian cotton like J-Lo. Oh, J-Lo likes 250 count. Yeah.
Do you know whenever the Queen stays somewhere, they buy a new toilet seat, which I think is that's pretty
A lot of them are wanting the new toilet seats.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
The Queen, apparently, they're destroyed the every time, so you can't share the pot.
Crap on a crap
Mary
of
J.
the Queen's
Blige,
crap
she also Mary J. Blige, she demands toilet seats, new toilet seats.
I think that's reasonable, really.
I don't think just a toilet seat would be nice. Would be my diva demand. Just a toilet.
Make them build a whole new bathroom for you. Why stop at a toilet seat when you could have a whole complex?
A little mini bar and a toilet, that's fine.
You're a country girl at heart.
So what are you going to talk about now, Johnny?
Well, I've got a couple more divas for you.
Diva.
Now, we were talking a little bit about Chris Lilley before and his character, Mr. G, who was a male diva. But we've also got another character that he does, which is Jemai King, who is definitely a bit of a diva. Young teen diva, I think, Dolly.
Oh, right. Is that all you want to say about it?
Well, I think we should play the clip and then we can have a little quick chat about it.
Okay.
I was a finalist for Dolly Cover Girl of the Year. Going for school captain next year, probably going to get it. Got ducks last year, probably getting ducks this year. Yeah. Like, seriously, I probably will still
She's
get it.
She's basically good at everything.
Zane, Divi. Yeah.
My name is Jemai. Jemie. Weird name, I know, but you'll get used to it.
If you're hot, then seriously, you'd get surrounded by bitches. And that's been the story of my life. Seriously, I've had jealousy since I started in, like, prep.
It's, like, it's really good for me because, like, as well as doing something good for the Africans, 2 days a week without food keeps me looking really hot. Do you know what I mean? Sometimes I, like, sing to them in their language. Like, I don't actually know their language, but I just make up... Gada-bada-gada-baga. You know, just make up words.
Really nice, Holly, considering I had an eating disorder and you ate when I was developing. And that's why I have no teeth. I'm still developing. They're going to get bigger. When I'm like 25, this is going to be fucking huge. I'm going to get implants.
If I talk about education, I'm going to end up like fucking sucking cock in some alleyway somewhere and it'll be your fault.
Love your fins. It's so random.
It's really cool because like I lie in bed and I just get up in the morning and there's all these like friendly faces looking at me and I think, like, if it wasn't for me, you guys would be totally dead.
Like, they wanted someone who was good at pretty much everything. And, like, because it's going to be on the news and on TV and stuff, like, I don't want to brag, but I think they wanted someone decent looking.
Studies have shown that students from private schools are more likely to get into uni and end up making a lot more money. While wife beaters and rapists are nearly all public school educated. Sorry, no offence, but it's true.
Or maybe they'll get pregnant. Maybe they'll just come and root some teacher or something and get pregnant, and then you deal with that. You have to fucking raise the baby.
It's, I think it's probably because I'm hot as well.
Hi.
It must be really hard for them, but, like, it's not exactly my fault, you know what I mean? It's like, I can't help it. I didn't ask to be born hot. It's just like...
You're on Catching Up on Joy 94.9 with Dolly, Britt and Jamie.
Joy 94.9.
Time to catch up with Jamie, Brett and Dolly on Joy 94.9.
Listen to us right around the nation. Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9. This is Catching Up with Brett, Dolly and Jamie. It's just your regular Tuesday night dose of, well, stupidity really, isn't it, Brett?
Absolutely.
It's stupid. We were listening before those announcements to a little clip from Jemai King, who is a Chris Lilley character, who is, of course, a teenage diva, having a bit of a rant and rave. And we've also got one more diva for you tonight, from myself, of course, which is actually the lovely Gina Riley playing the Australian iconic diva of divas.
It would have to be CAC.
Kerry Ann Kennell.
Is she really a diva?
Oh, yes.
I mean, she's a diva because she's wonderful, but...
I think she's a bit of a diva. Yeah. And I think Gina's a bit of a diva as well. I think it's a double-edged sword.
It's a double-edged...
Diva playing a diva.
Mm.
Good evening, Australia. I'm Kerry Ann Kennell. It's great to be watching me. My God, you should see it from here. Troubled times, and you know, it's times like these that I often think of those immortal words from one of our greatest philosophers, Kate Sobrano. Young boys are my weakness. Just love their...
There you go. A little bit of Kerry Ann Kennell played by Gina Riley.
Oh, my
Young
goodness.
Young boys are her weakness.
Yes.
She was surrounded by the men power, male power, men power.
Yeah, you know the rules.
Then.
If you need man to explain power. Something, you shouldn't have played it.
Woke up at 5:30.
Man power in the afternoon.
Hey, I want to talk about...
Yes, my darling
the diva
Brett.
Of Hollywood.
Mm.
Which one, Britt?
Which one?
Dame Elizabeth Rosmond, Taylor, Hilton, Wilding, Todd, Fisher, Burton, Warner, Fatensky, Taylor.
How many were...
She married 6 times, twice to the same gentleman.
So 8 times. She married eight weddings.
No, 6 weddings, doll.
But there twice was, well, there was the more same. Than six so, people there, wasn't
so
there?
So how many weddings were
twice to the same?
Yes, lock it down.
Do your maths, Brett. Look at him.
Oh, no, seven.
Seven.
Oh, what?
Seven.
Seven,
and
sorry.
Who was the... It was Larry, wasn't it? The last one some. Or the second last one?
Larry Fatensky. He was the construction worker.
With the mullet.
They met in rehab.
Yeah.
Good on him.
Beautiful. Yeah. Look, she wasn't only a diva, but she was one of the world's most famous film stars.
And beautiful.
Oh, not just for her acting ability, but for her glamorous lifestyle, beauty, and distinctive violet eyes.
Oh.
I have created a bit of a mashup of her most popular movies.
Really?
Yes.
Not surprised there, Dolly. Are you surprised?
What kind of movies are you going to include? Because not everyone knows Lizzie Taylor. Well, you want to talk about that after?
I was going to talk about it afterwards. So if you're at home, have a guess of the five films that I've cut this from.
In attaining her objectives, Cleopatra has been known to employ torture, poison, and even her own sexual talents, which are said to be considerable.
I've been with a man a whole week. Let me tell you the truth for once in my life.
No, please, please, Mama.
We both know what kind of a girl I've been. We both know what I've been.
No, I don't want to hear.
I actually fell for him. It, that, there.
Martha's a romantic at heart.
Sebastian only needed you while you were still useful.
Useful?
I mean young, able to attract.
He's babbling again, babbling and lying.
He left her home because she
lost... Because you stole him.
Lost her attractiveness.
What does attractiveness have to do with the son and the mother?
You see, Doctor, we were both decoys.
You make out fine. Your kind always does.
Oh, I'm more determined than you think. I'll win, all right.
Win what? What is the victory of a cat on a hot tin roof?
Just stand on it, I guess. Long as she can.
So, there were five films in there, guys. Did you have any guesses?
Oh, it was just The Sound of Hollywood, wasn't it?
It was The Sound of Hollywood. The first film was Cleopatra.
Got it. I got that one.
You got that one?
Yeah, well, they said Cleopatra, didn't they, in
yes.
the clip?
Well,
did that?
That helped.
I made it a bit easier for some of them. Did you have any guesses of any others?
After that one, I've got Don't Know for the next one. And then I've got Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
Oh, that was the last one with the fantastic, and he was so beautiful, Paul Newman.
Yeah, he was hot before he got in those pasta sauces, wasn't he? Yeah.
There was a...
He's got his name on the label anyway.
A clip from Butterfield 8, that's where she actually won the Oscar. She played a call girl in that film, Butterfield 8.
Mm. Wonder how much Liz Taylor would charge for a route. Be a lot.
Quite a lot.
Be a lot.
There was Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, where she starred with Richard Burton.
Prosthetic nose, I bet, in that one.
If you haven't seen that film, that is amazing. It's very intense, but it's a must.
You'd need a Bomb Alaska to watch that.
You would. Suddenly Last Summer with Katie Hepburn and Montgomery Clift. And we mentioned Cleopatra before. Look, her stars started back in the 1940s with National Velvet.
What made her a diva, though, Brett?
Well, she was married 8 times. It was 8 times, sorry. I thought it was 7.
That could just be needy.
She had a love affair all her life with jewellery.
That's right.
Big girls need big diamonds.
Big girls need diamonds. Thank you. That's one of her quotes that I've actually got down. Mm. The other fantastic quote, which I love, is when people say she's got everything, I only have one answer. I haven't had tomorrow.
Oh. And she said, I want my tombstone to say she lived.
I wonder if she did, though, because she died last year, didn't she?
I love this one where she said, if somebody's dumb enough to offer me $1 million to make a picture, I'm certainly not dumb enough to turn it down. And that's what she broke Hollywood record by. She was offered over $1 million to star in Cleopatra.
Which back then would have been like $2. It was a lot, wasn't it?
$2.
Yeah, it was a joke, Brett. It was a joke. Jesus.
Who do you think could have done it now? Christina Aguilera?
Which was the husband that she stole from Debbie Reynolds? Which one was that?
That was Eddie Fisher.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
Because she was sort of like your Angelina Jolie of the day.
She was.
But without the need to buy children from other countries, wasn't she? She was fine.
She had a lot of her own children herself. Look, what I loved about Elizabeth Taylor is she reinvented herself so many times, and she came back in the 80s after losing all the weight from being married to Senator Warner, and that's when she did all the white diamonds, and she did all the perfumes ads, and she looked amazing. I mean, she was a woman getting close to 60.
And Diva's
got to
have her own scent, hasn't she?
Absolutely. Yeah. She's got to have
do you think
her
that she
own
learnt,
smell.
Do you think she learnt to drink
the
with...
The smell of children.
What's that other one, that crazy one?
Song you played before?
Rat Pack, you know, Liza. Do you think she learnt to drink with Liza?
She and Liza were friends. She was friends with everyone. There was this fantastic scene because they had, her and Burton had their own yacht and they did glamorous things in the 60s and the 70s. And the captain of the boat, initially after a few days of being the first, a new captain on her yacht, she said, "Miss Taylor, I don't actually know what you want me to do." And she looked at him and she said, "Honey, he drinks scotch, I drink vodka. What do you need to know?"
What more is there to know?
We have an internet update, actually.
Someone listening?
Someone said, and they haven't put their name down, but they say Google says that Liz was married 8 times to 7 husbands.
Yes, that was my mistake.
Someone's on the ball.
We do have another shout out. Streisand is pure class. Ooh. Saw her live a few years ago, a religious experience. Thanks for the great show, guys. That was the fabulous Michael from Carnegie.
And of course, she's appearing at the Mime Music Bowl, isn't she?
The Mime. The Hollywood Bowl, you dingbat.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
yes,
my God.
Yes.
That's so true.
Yes.
Hey, talking about divas.
So we've been talking
divas.
About divas, and this diva isn't going to be here next week.
No.
But that's another story.
What do you mean you're not going to be here?
It's another story.
No.
Oh, no, but I can't come next week either. Oh, Brett, you're on your own. Gee, no problems there.
Hey, no problems there. Finally, I'll get a word in edgewise without being interrupted.
Please. Put the talking stick down for 5 minutes.
Playing the violin.
Speaking of divas, we've just had a diva walk into the studio, haven't we?
Sonia. How are you, darling? Can you mime?
I'm a bit mute.
Oh, can you mime? There you go.
Yes, mime's good for radio.
I was just going to interpret what
you were saying. Welcome, Sonia, from Sci-Fi and Scream. What do you have coming up on your delightfully beautiful show tonight?
We've be chatting first to Neil Foley, who's one of the organisers for something called Monster Fest. I think we've mentioned that many, many times already. Elvira's coming over for that. And
how exciting.
Yes, Hundra as well, and various others. The Soska Twins. I love saying that, Soska Twins.
We've also
got Tara Judah from the Astor Inn and Plato's Cave from Triple R. So we'll be chatting about science fiction versus science fact.
Oh, beautiful.
We're pretending to be brainy tonight.
You're a brainy bunch. You're kidding me?
You're very brainy
bunch.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
So stay tuned in.
Stay tuned
in. A couple of minutes. It'll all be happening with
Absolutely.
Sonia.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, look, we do have a winner of Layla from New South Wales with her favourite diva is Honey Boo Boo Child. But Layla, darling, you did not put
Who's Boo Boo Child? Who's Honey Boo Boo Child?
Honey Boo Boo Child is this.
Honey Boo Boo Child.
I watched the episode. I had to turn it off. It's like a JonBenet, like a miniature beauty pageant for like under 6-year-olds.
Oh, right.
And Honey Boo Boo Child. Is they're from the south. They're white trash.
White trash. Mm. We like white trash.
A lot of white trash. And Honey Boo Boo Child's finally line is, "The dollar make me holler." And it's quite tacky, but it's quite funny. But she's a little diva.
She's a diva.
Look, what an exciting show we've had. We've been talking about divas on Catching Up. We didn't talk about the craft divas of Tonya Todman and Martha Stewart. We didn't talk about the diva models of Janice Dickinson and, forgotten divas, one-hit wonder divas. We might have to do another show on divas.
But next week, we're doing the 80s. So Dolly won't be here, but we've got a very special guest.
I'll be a pauper spit.
Brett and myself, Jamie, will be doing the 80s with a very special guest next week. Now, we love the support of Brett's family here at Catching Up, as you can tell from the lovely emails and texts
nice
that we get.
It's nice to have all the listeners.
Yes. And my sister is our special guest next week, so it's all going to be about the 80s. She's going to dress up for it. I have told her that we are on the radio.
I was thinking about a crimp, like a crimp hairdo. What do you think about that?
Fabulous.
Oh, that'll be
fabulous.
Anyway,
we'll see you two next week.
Thanks, Dol.
Okay. So it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
It's always good night from me.
You're on Catching Up on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Australia's best titbit.
Without the tits.
Catching Up on Joy 94.9.
Listen to us right around the nation.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.